It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Engine trouble caused a small plane to make an emergency landing in a field near Exland. More than half of surveyed Wisconsin high school students say they have struggled with mental health. Sales tax revenue took a drop from last year's collections, and state troopers and other officers are patrolling for Speed Awareness Day today. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Engine trouble caused a small plane to make an emergency landing on Sunday. The plane landed in a field east of Wegar Road between Radisson and Exland just before noon on Sunday. Sarah County Sheriff Doug Morotek said the plane was flying to the Hayward area, piloted by 58-year-old Matthew J. Poblosky of Tucson, Arizona. The plane, a six-seat Piper Malibu, experienced engine trouble and lost power. With the nearest airport more than 20 miles away, Poblosky landed the plane in a field. The pilot was the only occupant and was able to walk away from the emergency landing, but the plane had extensive damage. Flight data from Flight Radar 24 show the plane departed from the Chicago area and was flying around 6,000 feet when it suffered engine trouble. The FAA and NTSB were notified and are investigating the accident. Nearly 6 out of 10 high school students in Wisconsin reported having at least one mental health challenge over the past year based on results of the state's survey of students. The 2023 survey was completed by 1,882 students in 42 public charter and alternative high schools in Wisconsin. Students reported in the survey that they were having more mental health challenges and had less support at home and at school. They also reported an increase in social media and overall screen usage, with nearly 80% reporting being on screens more than 3 hours a day. And about one in five students said they got less than 5 hours of sleep a night. The U.S. Senate passes landmark legislation to protect kids online. Bob Haig takes a look.
Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measure to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin sales tax revenues have recorded one of their biggest year-to-year drops since the pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of 2023. Slowing sales tax growth and even declines were seen in key sectors like retail, food service, wholesale trade, and manufacturing. Even though inflation has slowed, it's still well above where it was throughout the 2010s, making the recent slowing of sales tax revenue more notable, according to the report. WPF policy researcher Mark Sommerhauser says in some of Wisconsin's bigger counties, the impact of remote work and generational pivots towards online shopping could be driving declines in sales tax revenue. Almost half of the sectors that report sales taxes saw a decline in the first half of this year. The Wisconsin State Patrol and around 100 law enforcement agencies across the Midwest are teaming up today for a special speeding enforcement campaign. More officers will be patrolling roads. Speed Awareness Day, July 31st, aims to educate drivers on the dangers of speeding and to save lives. The State Patrol said there were 16,400 speed-related crashes last year, resulting in 176 deaths. Minor Avenue in Ladysmith will get its first of two layers of asphalt pavement today and tomorrow. Project engineer Teresa Anderson said Minor Avenue will be closed to traffic while Monarch Paving is working. Anderson noted the hot mix asphalt is placed at high temperatures and hardens as it cools. With highs in the 80s today and tomorrow, it can take a long time to cool. Even if it may look finished, do not drive past barricades. Driving over the asphalt too soon can cause ruts and damage to the pavement and your tires. Anderson noted the paving work is dependent on weather and the contractor's scheduling with other projects. The Department of Natural Resources is offering a discount on endangered resources license plates. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The DNR is celebrating 30 years of endangered resources plates, offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through the end of the year. Sales of the plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for hundreds of plant and wildlife species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. Endangered species plate sales have also funded creation and upkeep of Wisconsin's extensive system of state natural areas, preserving native ecosystems and special geological features. Visit the DNR website for more information or to purchase a plate. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.